This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu yesterday. The PM laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedication of completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population there by improving the local economy.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways, and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
The PM flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains, and 1 passenger train. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the PM said, "The government is working day and night for the development of the state." Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the PM referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying that it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. Rajya Sabha will take up further discussion today on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. In Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Appropriation Bill 2026 to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. Yesterday, the Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, she said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through Strait of Hormuz.
The OMCs have secured various crude cargoes from different sources, and as a result of this diversification, about 70% of our crude import is now coming from routes outside the Strait of Hormuz, compared with about 55% earlier. Aaj hamari refineries are operating at the highest capacity utilization, aur kuch refineries are operating at more than 100% of their capacity.
India has welcomed the International Energy Agency decision to release emergency oil stocks amid prevailing supply disruptions. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said in a statement that India is an associate member of the International Energy Agency and an active participant in international energy cooperation. India is closely monitoring the evolving situation in global energy markets, particularly in the Middle East, and stands ready to take appropriate measures to support global market stability in alignment with the efforts of the International Energy Agency. West Asia tensions are escalating sharply. Iran has targeted commercial shipping in the Persian Gulf and attempted strikes on aviation infrastructure in the UAE. Abu Dhabi authorities said that a fire broke out near the old Abu Dhabi airport after air defense systems intercepted an incoming threat. It was quickly brought under control. Earlier on March 11th, a drone attack on Dubai International Airport injured 4, including an Indian citizen. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that more than 500 Indians stranded in the country travelled to New Delhi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights last night. The embassy said that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate two flights to India today, one each to New Delhi and Mumbai. The embassy also said that special attention is being given to the quick issuance of passports for Indian nationals. Due to the current situation, the embassy is open on all days of the week for taking passport applications, and Tatkal passports are being issued within 1 to 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.